Ladies and gentlemen, the Florida Podmen present the World League of Idiots, the A to Z of Idiots. I've just bought a pair of trainers.
Personal trainers? Two of them? Twins? Brothers? Just colleagues?
Twins, yeah. Some shoes.
For our American listeners, sneakers.
And they're even more American than that because they're Converse Chuck Taylors. You know, like that. I don't usually wear those, but I bought some. Anyway, that moving on. I forgot where that was going. I'm just going to clear my throat there. Phil.
We'll file this. Phil. This part of the show is stuff we should have done before we started recording.
I'm in.
Right. Sure.
Okay. All right, good morning. Good afternoon. Good supper time.
No. These shows have to be listened to before noon.
Good morning. Guten.
Brunchen.
Martin. Guten Brunchen. Levenses. Because it's almost 11 o'clock. Welcome to the Florida Podmen present the World of the League of Idiots presents A to Z special. A to Z, in case you are from that tiny island, you know what I mean?
Samoa. American Samoa. Oh, yes. They probably say Z there too. So. Hello, Samoans.
How are you?
The Samoans? I don't know. Just ask them.
No, sorry. Just but you.
Oh, me? I'm good. You've cleared your throat. We've got the Samoan, thing. It was hanging over us a little bit. We've got that out of the way.
Tick. Yeah. Now, you are resting against a bed headboard.
As you referred to it as a cot, almost. Like a baby's crib.
It's got lines down it and a bar, crossbar. It looks like you're in a crib, but because you're really relaxed, it looks even more so like it right now.
I am slouched in. I'm sitting in our guest bed. The headboard is got like.
Is the guest still there? Is the guest still in the bed?
Leave me alone. I'm doing a podcast. The headboard has got like vertical little metal, like iron bars. So it looks like there's kind of a prison cell behind me. But
you're outside. You're either outside of the prison cell or the camera's on the inside.
Yeah, so I'm basically lounging. I'm laying stretched feet out on a bed. I'm not lying down. I'm sitting up in the bed. But I'm kind
with
of,
all your squeaky toys. And anyway, this is that podcast that we do. So take a story and there is a letter in the alphabet that has inspired us to do this story. And if you don't mind me just saying, I'm going to point out there's an elephant in the room. Great, I've done that. And
is
I'm going to
plush
point
elephant
out,
in my little cot here.
Yes, that's right. My story today is the guy in it works in Florida.
Oh, needle scratch.
We said that we'd leave the Florida people to their own special universe. But the thing is, when I looked at this story, even though I knew that, the story didn't happen to the guy who's originally from Florida. It didn't happen within Florida. And I just think that because he works in Florida, that is not enough of a reason to leave him to... I think I could probably have easily have said, this guy works in Florida for that. But I can also think I can crowbar myself out of it by saying... This is at the time of the incident. There is no Florida connection.
Come back next week, everybody. We'll have a decision on if Chris is allowed to actually tell this story. Thanks for listening.
So
goodbye.
I mean, look, if you're happy for me to,
Chris, I'm thrilled.
Right, that's all right then.
I think you get a pass.
Okay, and I wanted to say that I think you had a top of the episode pointer. Thing last week, so I'm going to do one right now. That's top of the episode. Mm-hmm. Any information that we need to know?
So section one, clear your throat. Section two, apologize for what we're about to do. Section three,
and
on with the show.
Yeah, 1.2 was the Samoa reference.
Oh yeah, yes. Do we have to do that every week now?
We'll just take another country.
Small island nations. That's 1.2 every week.
We need one more subscriber.
Looking at you, Turks and Caicos.
One subscriber. Right, okay. So, shall I go? Because it's
better,
my turn.
You better salvage this. Pull this episode out of the fire.
Okay, I'm about to do so. 4th of July...
Let's pull this episode out of the fire.
4th of July. Right. I nearly said Julie then. 4th of July. Imagine that. Imagine if there was a...
Like just a quarter of her, like her shins, from her shins to her knees downwards, a 4th of July.
A 4th of July.
A bomb's gone off and there's a 4th of July still left standing in that corner. And a 3rd of Doug.
Well, you have no idea how close you are.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So, because a while ago I did an explosion with a grenade, right?
You did, and people died.
That involved a death.
Yeah. We got complaints about that episode.
Yeah, I'm bringing death back. So this is 4th of July Reveller. Is killed launching a firework off his head. So H for head. Now, what's interesting is if you looked at the way that my headline is written from where I've got it from, the only word that is capitalized all the way through, that's the reason why I shouted it, is the word head. Huh? So it kind of stands out as being that letter H. Now, here's a sub paragraph. Subtitle, tragic scenes in Maine as ex-Disney dies in front of brother. Ex-Disney, it feels like a word missing there, doesn't it?
Ex-Disney dies. Maybe he was related to the Disney family and he just got divorced.
I'll tell you, let me tell you how he's connected to Disney, right? And again, he's not now. Well, he's not dead now. Yeah. I think it was before this point he also wasn't.
Apologies to his family, by the way.
Do you know that they... Yeah, you know they have kind of like character meets character people walking around Disney.
Yeah, costume people.
Yeah, now some of them, like the Mickey guy, he's all in costume, including the head. But some of them, like, say, Cinderella, Snow White.
The human characters tend to be actual humans just with makeup on. And they don't actually genetically engineer a live mouse.
Do you know what? I've just realised that is where the crossover begins and ends. If it's a human character, I've never realised.
I've never been to Disney World, and you've been like 117 times.
I've just suddenly thought if I was to describe this again, I should have said it's a human character. So,
but he's not really human. But I think like the kind of Buzz Lightyear-y kind of guys are probably not like a guy with just a really thick neck. Probably more like a costume.
Lightyear is a costume, Woody is a costume, but for example, like Alice in Wonderland, not a costume, because it's got a human face. Mm. So, look, anyway, this guy, he played Gaston in the fairy tale part of Magic Kingdom. He looks exactly like fucking Gaston, but not the Luke Evans one, but the character. He's got like a kind of... He actually looks a bit like Buzz Lightyear. Look at this guy. His name is... Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
What a fucking name this is. Devon Staples.
Does he?
Does it get more jock than that?
Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
We had not too long ago, because we were talking about Karen Staples and Tom cuts up the paper, or something like that.
So
Devon, that's a great name, by the way, Devon Staples. I like
Devon, right.
Devon?
Devon... is it's an unfortunate incident. We spoke ages ago about sort of like the Darwin Awards. I think this is our closest yet to a Darwin Award.
And I do like the word spake, by the way. That sounds more like a past tense of spoke. We spake.
Is that what I said?
Yeah, I like that, actually.
I never knew I said that. Right. Anyway, I'm just thinking. Right. Devon Staples, 22, is celebrating 4th of July. Now, I don't know what the rules are. I have a friend who lives in Hollywood, in the town of Hollywood, I guess, in
underneath the sign.
LA. Mm-hmm. I don't remember. I'm sure I've asked if he could see the sign from his apartment, and I'm not too sure. He's a stand up comedian. Actually, if you're watching Community, he plays Jeff's kind of he plays Jeff in the episode where Abed is making a a movie, and he employs
plug him. You know, he gets two more fans.
So that's Emmett Short.
What's his name?
Emmett Short. Anyway, so he told me that buying fireworks isn't illegal, but setting them off on like the 4th of July is like, if you're caught doing it, it's like a big problem. And I don't know what that problem is. I mean, they're fireworks.
Maybe in a specific place, and that's fine.
I don't know. Yeah, it could be the time. Anyway,
it's like buying a gun. You can buy a gun as legal in the US. You can go to the gun range. But if you decide to like just, you know, shoot some
kill somebody
in Walmart, that's probably frowned upon.
Yeah, they're all lined up though, officer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So anyway, right, let's get back to Devon, right? Okay, mm-hmm. So he's decided to launch a firework off the top of his head.
Off the top of his head. Okay, well, hopefully you're going to... I need some more illustration here of what's happening.
Okay, he lives in Calais, which...
I like how it's all present tense. I like your present tenseness in this story here.
Yeah. What he does is this. He's setting off fireworks with friends in the backyard of a friend's home, according to Stephen McCausland. Sounds like our friend there, Stephen McCauley. Stephen McCausland is a spokesperson for the Maine Department of Public Safety. Oh, I think he needs to probably brush up on his public safety skills.
Yes.
He says that Staples placed a firework mortar tube on his head.
Okay.
And then set it off. Oh, this is an interesting choice of words. Injuring his head.
Injuring.
And then, next sentence, he died instantly. So I think I would probably have reported on the died instantly bit.
Injuring his
before.
Head, yeah. So his final words were like, ow?
Yeah. Now... Devon seems like a nice guy. He's got a real lovely face. He looks pretty. And
like Gaston.
He looks like Gaston. He looks like he would probably have lots of girlfriends. And he looks like he's a fun guy. This is not... What I'm saying is it's not... We can all imagine that he's just decided to do this because that's the sort of guy he is.
He's had a few beers.
Police.
We call them in Canada, wobbly pops.
Police say the friends had been drinking. So there you go. The New York Daily News spoke with Devon's brother, Cody. Oh, God. I think they were born as kind of high school football players. That's it. They could only do that when they were kids.
That's your pair of trainers.
Bless poor Cody. Was standing 5 feet away when it went off. So he, bang, and then that's it. His brother's gone. God, sorry, that was really bad of me. While police maintain that Devon was trying to launch the firework off his head, his brother describes the incident as a freak accident. I don't know. I suppose when you put fireworks on your head, there is no accident there. No. It was deliberate. This was a freak deliberate.
So I'm guessing he's standing up and he's kind of just holding this tube, like the mortar on his forehead, like a unicorn? Or is he lying down and he just rested it on his head?
Well, this is the bit where Cody has said his brother was holding a lighter, which made the firework go off accidentally.
You think?
So he's holding it up next to the fuse. It's going to happen.
And he couldn't have been holding his lighter like 10 feet away from it or at arm's length. He would have been... I mean,
even if he was smoking a cig... Anyway, I was the first one who got there. There was no rushing to him to the hospital. There was no Devon left when I got there.
Jesus.
So he's fat. Yeah, I know. This is right. Wow. It was a freak accident, but Devon was not the kind of person who would do something stupid. What I'm thinking is, and interesting, his other jobs were not only were that he worked as a Disney World actor, but he was also a dog walker. He would entertain children. He loved making people happy.
Well, he's still doing that to this day, Chris, based on...
I know, yeah. Remember McCausland?
Yep.
From earlier? Yeah. He says that Staples marks Maine's first firework fatality since the state legalized fireworks several years ago. Oh, there we go. So Maine is... I think that was to celebrate Stephen King Day. Calais, I think, that's not reported there. Calais is in eastern Maine on the Canadian border near New Brunswick. Does New Brunswick ring any bells?
It's a province in Canada.
It's a place, yeah.
Yeah,
now they go on
in Canada, fireworks are in a lot of places are illegal to buy, but where you do buy them growing up as a kid, man, not as like 4 years old or whatever, but as a teenager, you buy your fireworks, you go to the native reservation, you go to the res, and you get cheap cigarettes, fireworks.
Yeah, because then it's all different laws, isn't it?
Yeah, they got a different set of laws, so they can, you know, they don't pay tax on certain things, so they get cheap things, and then people go and, you know, support them. They're not going there to support the reservation, they're going to get cheap shit themselves, but...
Sure. Now, that's it, then the report goes on to talk about some of the firework laws that happened. And that's where my story ends, except right down at the bottom, there is an advert. We sometimes mention this. And I'm going to read the advert for you. Intimate clothing trends in 2023 may surprise you.
Sexy knickers.
So that is the clickbait I'll be clicking as soon as we're finished today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done.
Well, don't try that in Maine, kids.
No, of course. Yeah, that's a big old warning. Yeah, don't be trying that. Ridiculous.
Thank you for that, Christopher.
That might have been a better F story, but when I found this, it was after the F story, and so I was like, oh, that's the head story then, the H story.
That works for me. I'm waving that through. Absolutely.
Okay, yeah. Coming in.
Over to me for a story about, do you know what a Hot Pocket is?
Oh, is this like a Pop-Tart sort of thing? Bit of pastry and then
it would
some...
be like a kind of close thing you'd have in the UK. It's like a pasty. But it's like
yes.
US microwavable pastry thing with like ham and cheese or like kind of like pizza topping kind of stuff inside. And you put them in your microwave and then it's like a little handheld little, it's like a mobile phone you can use.
I know this. I don't think I've ever seen one. I am well aware of one.
So you can just insert pasty for Hot Pocket in this story.
Yeah,
this Cornish is from, pasty. This might be our first story from Kentucky.
Still a lot of Americans.
Good old boys. I feel like I should tell this in a Kentucky.
Just the good old boys. Never doing no
harm. Should I tell this in a Kentucky? I don't even know what the Kentucky accent is. I can do generic Southern American. Not South American, because that's...
Where were the Duke brothers from? Was that
Hazard,
Kentucky?
Hazard County.
County.
Had a big racist flag on their hood. On the car, so did I don't know
the General Lee?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called, the General Lee?
General Lee, yeah.
That was the name of their car.
It was.
Anyway, this isn't the Duke Boys special.
I mean, it could be. So, headline here... Should I try the accent? Or should I just tell my normal
Do it, accent? Please. We've not had an accent for a while.
Oh, I don't know if I do accents well. this is gonna get us in trouble. I'm glad you're going to the U.S. soon because you're the one that's going to get shot, not me. Fat over Hot Pocket ends with man shooting roommate from behind, Kentucky cops say. That's terrible, wasn't it?
That's a... Do you know what? Replace all of that with a kind of Florida background. That is perfect, idiot.
Fight over Hot Pocket ends with man shooting roommate from behind, Kentucky cops say.
We've done something like this before where a gun was used to settle an argument like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
A man was arrested after Kentucky police say he shot his roommate in an argument over the final Hot Pocket in their home. Clifton Williams, 64, was charged with second-degree assault following the shooting Saturday, May 20th, 2023 in Louisville, police say. There's
that
a police
was just
say
recent,
for
it?
Fans of the police say. I'll revert back to Canadian. So the victim said Williams, quote-unquote, got mad he ate the last Hot Pocket and began throwing tiles at him.
Like from the roof or from the kitchen tiles or floor tiles.
I'm assuming he's ripped tiles off the kitchen wall. He's been so angry. Tiles. Yeah. We'll call them tiles.
Tiles.
That's when the roommate attempted to fight back. The roommate was starting to leave when Williams went inside the home and got a gun. According to the citation, Williams then shot his roommate in the butt. I'm just reading this word for word. As he was attempting to leave, the victim got a few blocks away. Police said he has non-life-threatening injuries. Williams was arrested 4 hours after the shooting. He remains in Louisville Metro Corrections as of Tuesday. So, quick story there. That is fad over hot pocket ends with man shooting roommate from behind, Kentucky cops say.
Wow.
Why would you fight over the last hot pocket? I mean, I don't think I've ever had one. They're probably okay, but...
The other thing is as well, and I can't help but compare it to... Was it last week? It was the reaction. It's the reaction. It's kind of going, there's one way to settle this, and that's through shooting him.
And the thing is, these hot pockets are deliberate
enough to go, I'll not shoot him in the heart or the head. I'll shoot him in the...
But. Now, the thing is...
So knows exactly what he's doing.
What got me is these hot pockets. I mean, I'll hold my phone up to the camera for you. They're just like microwave. That's a bunch of boxes of hot pockets, like gooey cheese stuff kind of thing.
They're the food
of 9-year-old children and college students.
This guy was
64.
Yeah, this is the problem as well, isn't it?
He should be shooting him over his beef Wellington.
this reminds me of something that would be made by like Findus or Birdseye to encourage kids to eat.
Two things got me. It was the guy's age. It was ridiculous. And got mad he ate the last hot pocket and began throwing tiles at him.
Cutlery
or a glass or something at the hand, a toaster, tiles.
Maybe
it was Scrabble tiles. Maybe they're playing Scrabble. Maybe they're wordsmiths.
There's also a part of this that makes me go, he obviously didn't say, this is the last one, is that okay? Because this could have been ended a bit sooner. But maybe he'd got up and said, I'm just going to go and get myself a hot pocket. And then realised it was the last one, not said anything. And that's... It doesn't matter which scenario this is. The reaction to throwing tiles and shooting in the bum.
And it doesn't say that he ate his roommate's last hot pocket.
No!
It wasn't... He ate the last hot pocket. So he probably had at least equal ownership of this thing. And maybe he could have offered to split it, but he didn't get a chance. Because they're getting tiles thrown at him. Oh, no, he was throwing the tiles. Anyways.
I need to see more about the tiles. I need to understand whether he did rip them. I mean, the thing is, this could have been a kitchen under renovation. And, you know, the tiles hadn't been put on yet.
Yeah.
You say he's frisbeeing at him.
Yeah. So the guy that ate the hot pocket was the guy who got the tiles thrown at him. Just for clarification. So the angry guy who was put out because the last hot pocket was eaten threw tiles, and then that didn't work, so then he got the gun.
Yes. This is how I heard, right? Okay. Yeah. He thought the tiles are going to get it back. The hot pocket doesn't exist anymore. Still, I'd best go and get the gun.
Correct.
And then you say he kind of drove off. He escaped.
He got help a few blocks away. He probably waddled away. Kaiser Soze limped his way a couple of blocks away.
Wow. Well, there you go. And actually, it reminds me of that final scene in Breaking Bad, which I shan't talk about, actually, where Walt goes into the kind thing? Of warehousey bit, and just goes, that's it.
And lives happily ever after.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, there we go.
I've just clicked back to back on my browser, and I've just come back to a bottle of Lefroy Glore whiskey, which I'm going
to be buying. Is that what you're about to eat?
I'll be buying for a Father's Day present. This episode will go out after Father's Day, so I think I'm okay.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
And I'm sure if my dad listened to this, he probably would have disowned me anyway, so whatever. That's it. That's H.
H ticked off, and I'm trying to find my Google Doc.
So we got some exploding heads and some hot pockets. Those hot pocket kind of things. In Canada, we have a thing called pizza pops, kind of same thing. And if you microwave them for too long, they just exploded. It was just a cheesy tomato-y sauce all over the inside of the microwave.
Now,
This I had a friend who opened that... them up, who took their, imagine a pasty. He'd cut them, he'd take the pizza pop and he'd open it up, like open face, like a calzone, open it up and make it like a pizza and then microwave it. But then you can't hold it in your hand. That's the whole point of having a pizza pop. It's handheld food.
What people generally do when they get, the first thing that they do when they get to America, and I'm no different, is you go to Publix or Target or Walmart and you find American things.
You look at the
and
food.
That would be, I think that would be on the list, really. Okay, right. I've got the list up. So let's take the Gaston fireworks special. That's the H, isn't it? Head.
Very high degree of idiocy. Now, I always grapple with these. We don't have a lot of the death factor. Like, I almost feel like I want to shave a point.
Yeah. I agree. I think it would have been better if he was injured.
Because we can't even induct this person in. They're not even a person. So I always think that these people, eventually they're all going to get together and just have an idiot off. But
this is with that Darwin Award type thing, you are going, what an idiot. The brother is claiming, though, that no, he wasn't being an idiot. This was un idiot related.
I say ideally. I mean, if the brother would have held the firework on this guy's head and then it would have blown up, that would have been a slam dunk.
Yeah, you're right.
Up we go. I still think that even though this guy did die, unfortunately, bless him, this to me is. It's an 8+.
Stupid stunt goes wrong. That's what this is. It's a ridiculous thing to think might go right, but still goes very more wronger than they could have possibly imagined. I'm thinking maybe. I wasn't thinking 8, by the way. So that's going to surprise you. I was thinking more on the 7. Remember the blowtorch on the
ATM?
ATM. Yeah. Now, this was people deciding to do things that's clearly not a good idea, but did it anyway.
Yeah.
That is around the 7. That is 7. So,
I think guys, to me, even the dumber thing is when it caught on fire, the only thing you could think of is to piss on it to put the fire out.
Oh, yeah. I'd forgotten about that. So, I think it's more around 7. We could go for the average, or does what I say is affected you?
No. I think in the grand scheme of things, I mean, this is major idiocy. I think I don't want to score it too high because, the legions of people listening to this may actually start trying to do some of these stunts to get on the podcast. They may kill themselves, and we don't want that to happen.
Yeah.
Should we say I'm gonna. I want to say about an 8.1.
Okay. Not so shall we say, what about 7.7?
Sure. If that's for an average. Works out.
I don't think it does, but it would take us to just outside of the top 10.
You
11.
Have the Google Doc. You can enter whatever you want. Yeah. I'll never know.
And I'm just going to put heads off to Gaston.
Oh dear.
I'm sure there's a better pun in there somewhere. Should I say better? I know that that isn't a pun.
Gaston, heads off. Gaston. Gaston.
Oh, yeah. Maybe there's a Gaston.
On and off. There's an on and off thing there somewhere.
What about Gaston gassed off?
That works.
Yeah.
If he'd blown himself up in a gas oven, that would... I mean, Jesus Christ. Talk about this poor dead person. He's got a family, for Christ's sake.
I know. Poor Cody. He saw it happening. Right. Look, you pick up the slack. We start talking about...
Hot pockets. Hot pockets. That's not even right. Hot pockets.
You see, now you just sound like me. That's how I would do this. That's how I
the best part
it.
Is I can edit that part out. Yeah. So this guy was... so obviously it's
just
the guy.
Ridiculous.
The guy that overreacted by throwing tiles.
Yes.
The abstractness of the tiles intrigues me, and I like that. I do like it.
I think so as well. Inclusion of tiles makes this just poetic.
Yeah, shooting somebody over a hot pocket, okay, whatever, you're an idiot. The tiles. It just adds a Lynchian kind of weirdness to it.
We cannot ignore that tiles were in play.
Now, is this guy a bigger idiot than your head guy? Probably not, but I like the story.
I think it's a more idiot story.
I'm going to score this exactly the same. I'm gonna just force myself into right, a draw and go 8.1. Here we go.
In my head, as you were reading that out, I had an image of what these two people look like. You always do this, right? Okay. But now I'm actually thinking about it. These are like Marv and Harry from Home Alone, right? They live together. Yep. This is what they get up to. This is just a regular Saturday.
Bumbling yeah. is how the neighbors would refer to them.
For the first time, I'm going to go 8.1 with you on this because I think that that's so accurate.
How does that average out though? That's tricky.
It now averages. Sorry, it now replaces Gaston Gastoff at position 11. So this is Hot Pocket.
Hot Pocket, space, plus, space, tiles, question mark.
Hot Pockets, plus, tiles.
We've become so immune to this that the guy actually got shot and we don't care about that.
Yeah, you're right, yeah.
Barely warrants a mention.
Right, okay. That is in the ratings. It's now been made official. I have made it official.
Perfect. Yeah. Rubber stamped in.
Is it? Right. Okay. Great. It's looking good. That we have 40 people in the list.
Wow.
Who'd have thunk it?
Who'd have thunk it, huh?
With an idea like this.
And for fans of the letter H, you know?
Ticked off. Yeah.
We did this for you.
Next week, it's the letter I.
I have a suspicion.
I found quite a lot of I stories already. Yeah, so...
Well, I found a couple, and my story actually has two eyes, like you do.
Oh, right. It's not a Cyclops one, everyone. This is not the mono eye.
Oh, I should have done that. Could you imagine? That would have been great. Actually, think about it. I should have found a story about a Cyclops and said, well, my story's about one eye.
Yeah, nice. Okay, right. So that is next time. You can look forward to that. And I'm going to go and...
Next time on Florida Podman present Rogue of Eats A to Z.
What I need to do now is eat some breakfast and syringe my ears. Yeah, that's right.
Syringe your eyes. Speaking of eyes. Oh, that's a 2-liter bottle of ear wash.
What has happened is... I've got water in my ear.
You're about to have water in your ear.
And I'm going to syringe it, you see. I think it's just stuck and I need to move it. So anyway, it's a big bag that you get there, isn't it? That looks like it'll do the job.
Oh, I'd hope so. Okay, if they're still listening to this at this point, good Lord Almighty.
You just reminded me because you said eyes. Oh, well, ears. Mm. Right, okay, right. Let's stop recording and go to bed.
Should we say bye first?
Yeah, bye.
Should be rude to not... Bye.
Bye-bye.